This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. We have more about petitions this morning. This week, several groups move forward with their efforts to place questions in front of voters. Ozarks at Large's Tim Dennis has more in this look back.
Recently, it seems like the topic of petitions has been inescapable. Several groups in the past few weeks have filed petitions on multiple levels of government, each seeking to put its own question before city, county, and state voters this November. Some of the issues are similar, though they differ in the width of their scope. On the county level, Keep Dollars in Benton County and Keep the Money in Madison County will ask voters to legalize the retail sale of alcohol, though Benton County does already allow alcohol sales by the drink. Where it is already wet in Washington County, Springdale and Tontytown voters will be faced with the question of allowing alcohol sales on Sunday. Since its April 3rd legislative meeting, the Tontytown City Council has pursued getting its own question before voters. Mayor Tommy Granada says that voters will be asked to vote on two ballot initiatives.
One was more or less a item to clean up the city codes to have a restaurant. Like if you go to a number of restaurants around on Sunday, you can get you a mixed drink with your meal if you wish to have it. We didn't have that on our code as stated as clearly as what it needed to be. So the on-premise Sunday consumption was for something pertaining to that. The other one is pertaining to off-premise liquor sales on Sunday, which means where our facilities in Tontytown that we have could sell liquor on Sunday.
While Tontytown city government has decided to pursue Sunday liquor sales, the owner of seven liquor stores in Springdale will ask city voters to answer its own question. Jim Phillips of the Springdale Liquor Association explains.
Alcoholic beverages are currently already available on Sunday in Springdale through the on-premise businesses. And right now, people have been driving to Missouri. And so anytime people shop in Missouri, we lose all that sales tax revenue. And Tontytown's also going to have it on the ballot. So Springdale having it, it'll keep sales tax revenue from going to Tontytown that could have gone to Springdale.
And if petitions to get the question of liquor sales on the ballot weren't enough to make your head spin, how does the issue of medical marijuana make you feel? As I'm sure you've heard by now, there is a group seeking to do just that on the state level. Shannon Stees is the communications director for Arkansans for Compassionate Care. I spoke with Stees on Monday.
We're turning in our second turn-in to meet the 26,012 signatures that were rejected last time by the Secretary of the State. We have to compensate for that. We have approximately 73,000 more signatures that we're turning in today. So we've already looked at our signatures, we've pre-validated them, and we believe that the Secretary of State's going to find, like we have, that we have more than enough to make the ballot.
Although these issues seem disparate on the surface, the mechanism that allows them to be asked of voters is the same. Jerry Cox is no stranger to ballot initiatives. As president of the Arkansas Family Council, he believes in the right given to Arkansans to bring initiatives to a public vote.
Well, I think it's a very positive thing that the citizens have a right to, if they want to, bypass the Arkansas legislature and pass a law that they think is appropriate. And I think when the Constitution was put together, that was a good thing, to allow the citizens the right to, as I said earlier, to bypass the legislature and take a ballot measure straight to the people for a vote.
With his organization, Cox has been involved in five different ballot measure campaigns. On three occasions in the 1980s, the organization sought an amendment to prevent public funding of abortions. On the third attempt, the measure became Amendment 68 to the state constitution. In 2004, the group sought and saw passage of an amendment that legally defined marriage as between one man and one woman. And in 2008, the group pushed for the Arkansas Adoption and Foster Care Act, which passed but was overturned by the state Supreme Court. The inspirations vary for this year's ballot questions. Though this year seems to have reaped a bumper crop of alcohol issues, Jim Phillips says he has considered circulating a petition to put the issue to a vote for years.
I actually came up with the idea several years ago when Eureka Springs started doing it after they had passed the state law that would allow it, but never quite was ready to make that move. But now with the prospect of Benton County going wet, and there'll be a decrease in the sales tax revenue for the city of Springdale. I thought it might be a good time to, might be something to help Springdale recoup some of their lost sales tax dollars should Benton County go wet.
And on the matter of medical marijuana, Shannon Steese says that Arkansans for Compassionate Care has been running a coordinated petition drive for more than a year.
We've had several hundred volunteers across the state that have been working pretty much day in and day out for the last year making this happen. We've had a lot of people who are actually chronically ill working on this campaign, and it's very touching because this is a campaign for sick and dying folks, and it's run by a lot of folks who are sick.
Melissa Foltz is the group's treasurer. She says that one of the volunteers who helped with the petition drive was undaunted from helping after undergoing cancer surgery.
2 weeks later, she wasn't up running around, but she found a place that she could sit in the shade and spent a few hours every day collecting signatures. 2 weeks after her surgery, someone drove her over there so she could collect signatures, because without the medical marijuana, she wouldn't be alive right now. She couldn't eat. She couldn't keep the food down when she could eat. And this made it possible. Had she not used it, she would have died from malnutrition and from starvation. The cancer is not what would have killed her.
If approved, the medical marijuana measure would allow patients who suffer from certain qualified ailments, conditions, or diseases to possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana for medicinal use. In addition, the patient or the patient's caregiver would be allowed to grow up to 6 flowering marijuana plants if the patient lives more than 5 miles from a licensed nonprofit dispensary. Jerry Cox disagrees with allowing anybody to grow pot, even for medicinal purposes.
That's a little bit like saying, hey, if you live a certain distance from a liquor store, we'll let you make your own moonshine. Of course, for medicinal purposes only, of course. If you let people out here in the rural areas start growing their own marijuana for, quote, medicinal purposes, it's going to be so easy for them to share all that with their neighbors that maybe don't have anything wrong with them except they just want to smoke weed.
Generally speaking, Cox says that he thinks there are too many addictive substances in our society as is, without compounding the problem with medical marijuana or additional liquor sales.
Adding another day of alcohol sales probably just contributes to more alcohol addictions and more problems. So, in my opinion, if people want to inflict more problems upon themselves, then sure, go ahead and vote for more liquor sales, go ahead and vote for marijuana to be legalized and so forth. But I don't think it's a very wise thing to do, because I think we have enough addicted people in our society already without compounding that problem by expanding the sale of alcohol or any other addictive substance.
Of course, as with any election year issue that gets passed around more than an ultimate frisbee on a college campus, there are always opinions on both sides of the issue. Regardless of where you stand on medical marijuana or the sale of alcohol, one thing is certain. Because of a few groups who believe in those issues, you will have the opportunity to make your voice heard. All you have to do is show up at your polling place on November 6th and cast your vote, assuming you've already registered to vote, of course. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.